is the Chris Abraham Show.
Welcome to the Chris Abraham Show. This is Season 4, Episode 21. 21. Swans. Anyway, today is about update on my slow rowing progress. I'm so happy to have you here. So happy you're back here. I've been trying to deal with issues of the recording being low, so I will try to check I will always check, and then I will try to replace the voice files with compressed and normalized files if it's too low when I'm listening to it. I'm still trying to tweak the recorder. So anyway, I want to give you a report. It is, last night was day 6 of my rowing every night. In a perfect world, rowing 10,000 meters every night. But I only did 50 something minutes yesterday. Anyway, I'll be right back. Welcome back. This is the Chris Abraham Show, formerly known as Chris Cast. This is Season 4, Episode 21, and my name's Chris Abraham. So, I started a group on Facebook called Slow Rowing, but apparently I previously started a group called Slow Row, which I think sounds better, but you let me know which one we're going to go with, because I also have a slow row subreddit and a slow rowing subreddit. The reason why I chose slow rowing is because I also created slow jogging, which is a whole thing designed by a doctor or an intellectual in Japan who decided that spending the rest of your life jogging slowly at a shuffle's pace to the point where you can smile, be happy, do it forever, and carry on a conversation is the best way to get fit, because you're the least likely to get injured, you're the least likely to get sore, you're the least likely to hate doing it, and it's the kind of thing that you can do with almost very literally your street clothes on. But as I am as big as a house currently, I've decided to take everything that I've learned from my research about slow jogging and also the Maffetone method and all those other things, and in addition to a book I call Slow Row. I think it's like Breathe, and it's, I think, by a guy named D.P. Ordway. He came out with a book where he basically says that there's nothing wrong and everything good about getting onto a Concept 2 or other type of rowing machine and rowing moderately. Now, I've taken moderately to the newest level because I encourage you to row as slowly as you want. Just make sure that, you know, you keep the tension on the chain of your rower and don't literally pretend like you are in slow motion, but just, you know, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. As I said before, row as though you're in Central Park, you're on the lake or the pond, and you've just with your paramour, and you pay for a rowboat, and you're in your street clothes, and you're in your nice street clothes because you're on a date. It's either your date night or a first or second date or whatever, and you're there to impress, and you're there to seduce, and you're there to romance. So what you need to do is get into the boat and start rowing, enjoy the sun, but don't initiate flop sweat, and don't initiate pit darkening, and do not become competitive where you are huffing and puffing. Do not make sure that you're able to remain with enough breath so as to woo, so as to recite love poems or mention your appreciation for the beautiful day or the beautiful person across from you. And that is what slow rowing is. So yesterday was day 6 of the rest of my life, and while I didn't do an hour, I did close to an hour. And by close to an hour, I can tell you I did. La 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 la. I did about 58 minutes out of an hour, and about almost 10,000 meters. So it was technically successful. But one thing that I did do, okay, so the first 5 days, I really was just la 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 la, and mostly my pace per 500 meters was 310, 305, 320. But yesterday I did a hard 20, and my rate went down, you know, to 128. That can't be true. Yeah, 128, 150, that kind of thing. So, like, I was stepping it up. Here's the thing I need to remind you, though. Even though, if you're very sedentary, which I assume you are, considering you want to do, you want to slow row for the rest of your life, you want to perform moderate exercise so as to keep your body limber, nimble, functional, flexible, mobile and healthy, I assume that you are just starting out. So it's really important to take my, you know, description literally. Row slow. I don't want you to ever be out of breath. I don't want you to really even sweat on the rower. But what I'm going to tell you is that after a couple days of this, doing this every night, when you get in and out of the shower or whatever, you're going to feel your muscles. You're not going to feel the kind of pain you get after CrossFit or after sprints or after doing weightlifting with a trainer at the gym. But you are going to feel, you're going to feel your hamstrings, you're going to feel your glutes, you're going to feel your quads. There's going to be tightness in there. I haven't started stretching yet, but I think I'm probably going to start stretching because I do not want to have tight hamstrings and that sort of thing, because I don't want to knot up. I don't want to end up having any lower back problems or problems with my my lumbago or my various and sundry nerves pinching. And But I want you to know that that'll show you that even if you just exercise for an hour every day, even at the lowest stroke rate and the lowest intensity, your body is going to benefit from it. And you tell me if you follow this plan after a few days, whether or not getting in and out of the shower is just, you can feel a little bit more, I don't know, stiffness in your tendons, a little bit more soreness in your hamstrings and glute, and that sort of thing. So I think that's very encouraging. But I also have been watching some really good movies, and the next episode I will tell you about some of the movies I've been watching. But I think it's a great opportunity to really get in there, and I really encourage myself, and my goal from now on is to try to aim at doing a full 90 minutes per row, you know, so that I can match the general watch time of a movie, as opposed to having to, you know, do two-thirds and then leave one-third remaining. So I am going to try to match my exercise. No reason to honk. I'm going to try to match my exercising to the length of what I watch. That's not the case when I watch dramas, right? Because dramas are about 45 minutes complete. If I watch them on YouTube TV that have a ton of commercials, maybe it'll even be an hour. But if I choose something like a drama, I'll watch it on YouTube TV with commercials or on Hulu. If I am watching a comedy and it's only half an hour, watch two. But if it's a movie, like if it's a good movie and I'm enjoying it, I'm really going to try to make it for the whole 90 minutes or 2 hours. And in addition to that, I'm going to write a little movie review in my notes section of my journal, and I will hopefully have some recommendations for you in a couple episodes, or maybe even the next episode. What else? I personally have a lot of cushions on top of my rowing seat because, you know, I'm in it for the long haul, and I don't want, you know, a sore butt to get in the way. I find that on my spin bike, I find that I'm dissuaded because of the time it takes for your bottom to get used to a bike seat. So the Erg doesn't have anything like that for me, but I do have 4 or 5 foam Concept 2 adhesive pads on the seat. So there's that. What else? Make sure you drink water before, during, and after. Hydration's really important. You don't realize it, but even low intensity workout for an hour burns, you know, 300 or 500 calories. So you are working, even though it doesn't feel like it. In the same way that if you walk for an hour or two, you are exercising, you know, no matter how casually you do it. Anyway, I guess I'll stop now, and I will talk to you soon. I hope you're well, and after the break will come the contact info. Talk to you soon. Love you. Bye. Welcome back. My name's Chris Abraham. This is the Chris Abraham Show, season 4, episode 21, I do declare. My name's Chris Abraham, and my contact info is as follows. I am chris@abraham.su. I am +1 202 352 5051. You can text me or call me. You can use WhatsApp or Signal or Telegram to find me. On Telegram, I am at Gerris Corp, I think. At GERRISCORP, or maybe at GERRIS, I don't know. I just know that's the one thing I didn't get Chris Abraham for, but I'm also on calendly.com/ChrisAbraham/15. And I am twitter.com/ChrisAbraham, facebook.com/ChrisAbraham, instagram.com/ChrisAbraham, youtube.com/ChrisAbraham. I am facebook.com/ChrisAbraham, although I think I just said that. I am chris-abraham.com for Tumblr, and I am chrisabraham.com for my personal website. And I need to work on that and dumb thing, because I am dumb when I say and dumb. And thank you so much for coming. Next episode is season 4, episode 22, and who knows what it'll be about. This isn't really one of those focus things. And I can tell that it's time to go because there are helicopters coming. And helicopters, I think, are very audible things. So I think I'm just going to cut it and I will talk to you soon. Love you. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss. A demain. A bientôt. A tout à l'heure. Hasta luego. Hasta mañana. Tschüssi. Auf Wiedersehen. Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time.